Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's time for another deep dive.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this one looks pretty interesting. Looks like you're trying to ditch those expensive software subscriptions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, let's be honest, who isn't these days, right?
Exactly.
And you even sent over this really cool YouTube video that's packed with a bunch of free alternatives.
It's amazing what's out there nowadays for free.
Yeah, so today we're going to sift through this treasure trove and hopefully uncover some hidden gems and help you figure out which tools might be right for you.
Awesome.
So the video starts strong with office productivity, and the first thing they talk about is LibreOffice.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. I've heard whispers about it over the years, but I've never really taken the time to dive in.
Yeah.
So what makes it so special?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a classic. And the reason it's been around so long and so popular is because it's a fantastic example of open source software,
Okay.
which means a lot more than just being free. The code is out there for anyone to see, modify, and distribute. So there's a huge community of developers that are constantly working on this software, offering support if you need help. So for you, that means that it's free, you have a lot of flexibility, and you've got this huge community to help if you need it.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just free, it's constantly evolving thanks to this community behind it.
Yeah.
But, is it actually any good? Can it actually rival the big guys like Microsoft Office?
It really can. It's a full-fledged Office suite. It's got six key applications: Writer for word processing, Calc for spreadsheets, Impress for presentations.
Okay.
Those are probably going to be the ones that you'll use most often. It's also got a drawing software, a database management program, and even a formula editor for math
Oh,
equations.
wow. Okay. So it's pretty comprehensive.
Very much so.
But most of us are so used to Microsoft Office, so are there any compatibility issues that we should be aware of?
That's a great question. Compatibility is always something to think about when you're switching from a very popular paid program to a free program.
Right.
While LibreOffice actually does handle Microsoft Office file formats pretty well, like .docs, .xlsx, and .pptx, you might run into some formatting differences, especially when you're dealing with really complex documents. With
Oops.
things like fonts, spacing images, they might not render exactly the same way.
Okay, so if I'm collaborating with someone who is a diehard Microsoft Office user, I should probably double check the final output just to be safe.
Absolutely. Better safe than sorry.
All right, so moving on from Office tasks, let's talk about those essential PDF wranglers. The video highlights two free options, PDF Gear and Sterling PDF. Have you ever used either of these?
I have used both of these.
Okay, and what makes these two stand out to you?
Well, they each have their strengths. PDF Gear is sort of like the Swiss Army knife of PDF editors. It's got this sleek and modern interface and just a huge range of capabilities for editing, converting, and annotating PDFs. Things like form, creating digital signatures, batch processing, you name it. PDF Gear can probably handle it.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And how about Sterling PDF?
Sterling PDF is all about simplicity and speed. It's really lightweight, so it's not going to bog down your system. It might not have all of the bells and whistles of PDF Gear, but if you're just doing like quick edits or just reading PDFs, it's a real speed demon. Plus, it's a favorite amongst Linux users because it integrates so seamlessly.
Gotcha. So PDF Gear for when I need to do some serious PDF wizardry, and then Sterling PDF when I just need to get in and out quickly.
Exactly.
Okay, now on to something that I've always been a little intimidated by GIMP. This video touts it as a powerful, free alternative to Photoshop. But is it really worth the effort to learn?
It absolutely is. It can be a little intimidating because it is so powerful,
Right.
but it's like learning how to drive a stick shift. It might be a little more effort up front, but once you get the hang of it, you have so much more control and flexibility. Think about things like layers, masks, advanced selections, tools, a vast library of brushes and filters. It's all there.
You've piqued my interest. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
always up for a good challenge, especially if it means unlocking all those creative possibilities, but without that hefty price tag.
Exactly. And there's a ton of tutorials online that can guide you through the learning process.
That's good.
That's good.
It may seem daunting at first, but it can be really rewarding as you master all of its capabilities.
Okay, I'm willing to give it a shot. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Speaking of sharing creations, the next tool in the video is ShareX. It's a free screen capture tool, but it apparently goes way beyond the basic window snipping tool.
Oh, yeah, this thing's fantastic.
I'm all ears.
So the scrolling capture feature alone is a game changer.
Okay.
Imagine you need to capture an entire web page that's longer than your screen.
Yeah.
So instead of taking multiple screenshots and then having to stitch them together in another program,
Oh, yeah, I've done that so many times.
Sharex can just capture that whole web page in one go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. What else can it do?
It doesn't stop there.
Oh.
It's got advanced editing tools, screen recording capabilities, and even OCR, which can be really handy for extracting text from images.
Oh, wow. So it's like a
And
productivity powerhouse disguised as a simple screen capture tool.
you got it. I'm starting to see why you're so enthusiastic about this one. It sounds like it can really streamline so many tasks.
Definitely.
Okay, ShareX added to the must-try list. It sounds way too good to pass up. Now, shifting gears a bit, the video dives into email with Thunderbird. In a world that's dominated by web-based email, I'm just curious, why even bother with a desktop email client?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Webmail is definitely convenient, but dedicated email applications like Thunderbird offer some advantages.
All right, like what?
Well, better organization tools, enhanced privacy, features higher level of customization.
Okay.
You're not tied to a specific provider, and you have more control over how your email is
Okay,
managed.
I get that.
Yeah.
Sometimes webmail can feel a little limiting, especially if you're dealing with a high volume of emails or have some very specific organizational needs.
Exactly. Plus, Thunderbird integrates seamlessly with calendars and contacts, so you can have this centralized hub for all of your communication and scheduling.
Okay, and don't forget offline access,
That's a big one.
which could be a lifesaver when traveling or when dealing with spotty internet connections.
Absolutely.
Okay, Thunderbird is sounding a lot more appealing. The offline access alone is a pretty compelling argument, especially with how often I find myself working on the go. But what about privacy? Isn't webmail already pretty secure these days?
Security is a multifaceted issue and something to really take seriously.
Right.
So with Thunderbird, you can actually use your own email provider and configure your encryption settings to protect your communications.
So I see. So it's all about having more control over your privacy settings.
You got it.
Okay, that's definitely a plus. All right, let's move on to something that always seems to be on my to-do list, system optimization. The video introduces two tools, Microsoft PC Manager for general upkeep and Revo Uninstaller for dealing with those stubborn programs that just don't want to leave.
Everyone has those.
Yes, we do. So tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Let's start with Revo Uninstaller.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to uninstall a program only to find out that there are remnants of it still lurking around your system?
Ugh, yes. It's so frustrating.
Files, folders, registry entries, they just linger around like an unwanted guest.
It's like trying to clean your room, but there are always those random little crumbs and bits of dust in the corner.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
So Revo Uninstaller acts like a meticulous cleaner, making sure that every trace of that program is gone.
Nice.
It goes beyond the basic Windows uninstaller to give your system a deep clean.
Okay, I'm sold. What about Microsoft PC Manager? What's its role in this dynamic duo?
So think of Microsoft PC Manager as a general purpose maintenance tool.
Okay.
It's great for cleaning up junk files, managing startup programs, and just keeping your system updated. It's like having a handy toolbox to keep your PC running smoothly without having to dig through all those complex settings.
So they work in tandem, Revo Uninstaller for those deep cleans, and then Microsoft PC Manager for the ongoing maintenance and tune-ups.
Exactly.
That's like a winning combination. All right, let's wrap up this first part of our deep dive with something that is so crucial in this digital world security. The video highlights two superstars, Bitdefender Free for antivirus protection and Proton VPN Free for enhanced online privacy.
Two essentials.
Yes. But I have to admit, I'm a little fuzzy on the difference between an antivirus and a VPN. Can you just break that down for me?
Absolutely. They protect you in two different ways. Think of an antivirus as your bodyguard.
Okay.
It's protecting your device from malicious software, like viruses, malware, spyware,
Right.
all these nasty critters that can steal your data, corrupt your files, or even take control of your
Yeah,
system.
those are not good.
No, they're not. A VPN, on the other hand, is like having a secret tunnel for your internet traffic. It encrypts your data, making it unreadable to prying eyes.
Okay, so even if someone intercepts my data while I'm browsing online, they won't be able to understand it because it's all scrambled.
You got it. And this is especially important when you're using public Wi-Fi, like
Yeah.
at a coffee shop or the airport.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times those networks are unsecured. So a VPN prevents anyone who might be snooping on that network traffic from seeing your passwords or credit card numbers or any personal messages.
Wow, okay, that's making me rethink how I use public Wi-Fi. So a free VPN like Proton VPN suddenly sounds like a must-have, not just a nice to have.
It really is.
Okay, and how about Bitdefender Free? What makes it stand out in the world of antivirus software?
So Bitdefender Free is a great choice because it's cloud-based,
okay,
which means it's not going to use a lot of your system's performance or resources.
Gotcha.
Plus, it's known for being really effective at detecting and blocking even the sneakiest of threats.
Okay, I'm impressed. I never realized there were so many high-quality free options available.
Me neither. It's fantastic.
Yeah. This has been an eye-opening journey so far.
It really has.
We've uncovered some incredible free software gems that can empower you to be productive, creative, and secure without breaking the bank.
Absolutely.
But we're just getting started.
There's so much more to explore.
There is. When we come back, we'll delve into the nitty-gritty of these software options and uncover even more tips and tricks to help you maximize their potential. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. Let's dig a little deeper into some of these amazing free software options.
Yeah, I'm ready for more. So we left off talking about LibreOffice, this powerful open source alternative to Microsoft Office. And you mentioned there might be some compatibility hiccups.
Yeah.
Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. So while LibreOffice does a great job of opening and saving those Microsoft Office files, like those .docx, .xlsgo, .pptx files, there can be sometimes some formatting differences that might sneak in there, especially when you're working with those really complex documents.
Okay.
Like things that have really intricate layouts, embedded fonts, fancy image effects, they might shift around a little bit.
Gotcha. So it's not a perfect one-to-one match with Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing for like everyday tasks, it's probably more than capable, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, for most documents, spreadsheets, presentations, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But if you're collaborating with someone who really lives and breathes Microsoft Office, it might be worth just doing a final check.
Right, just to make sure everything looks as intended.
Exactly. Better safe than sorry.
Okay, good tip. Now let's move on to the PDF editors. We talked about PDF Gear and Sterling PDF, each with their own strengths.
Yeah.
But let's get practical here. When would I really need to use those more advanced features of PDF Gear versus the simplicity of Sterling PDF?
That's a great question. So let's say you're working on a contract or a legal document, something that needs you to maybe add some form fields, digital signatures, maybe even some watermarks.
Okay.
That's where PDF Gear would really shine because it's got that robust feature set.
Gotcha.
But if you're just reading a PDF, you just need to make a couple quick annotations or maybe combine a few files together.
Right.
Sterling PDF is going to be your go-to for that quick and painless experience.
So PDF Gear is like the heavy-duty construction equipment.
Exactly.
And Sterling PDF is like that more nimble everyday toolbox.
I like that.
I like that too.
All right, so now for GIMP. You've convinced me to give it a try, but where do I even begin? There just seems like so much to learn.
Yeah, it's like any new skill. You just got to start with the basics.
Get a good understanding of layer selections, basic tools. And there are so many fantastic tutorials online.
Oh, good.
A lot of them are geared specifically towards beginners, and you'll be surprised how quickly you pick it up.
That's reassuring because, yeah, I was a little intimidated. I'm more of a visual learner, so I'll definitely have to check out those tutorials. Are there any kind of hidden gems or tips that you've discovered while using GIMP?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite things about GIMP is its extensive library of brushes and filters.
Okay.
You can create so many amazing effects and textures. Don't be afraid to play around.
Okay.
Experiment. That's how you discover new techniques and really develop your own style.
Yeah. Sometimes the best way to learn is to just dive in and get your hands dirty. Speaking of diving in, let's talk about ShareX. You mentioned the scrolling capture feature, which already blew my mind, but what else sets it apart from the other screen capture tools out there?
You know what I love about ShareX is the workflow and the customization. You can automate tasks, define your own hotkeys, tailor the output to exactly how you need it to be. So let's say you're someone who frequently takes screenshots and uploads them to a cloud service.
Yeah.
You can set up ShareX to do all of that automatically with just a keystroke.
Wow. Talk about a productivity boost. No more tedious clicking and dragging. It's like having a personal assistant for all your screen capture needs.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And for those who love creating tutorials or presentations, ShareX has got some great screen recording capabilities.
Oh, nice.
You can record your screen, add annotations. You can even highlight your mouse cursor to guide people as you're doing something on your computer.
Okay. ShareX is officially moving to the top of my download list. Gonna check it out. Sounds way too versatile and powerful to ignore.
Right. Yeah.
Now on to Thunderbird. You know, I've always been a creature of habit when it comes to email.
Right.
I stick with what I know, which is usually webmail. But you've got me intrigued by Thunderbird and all of its potential benefits. Can you maybe elaborate on those a little bit?
Of course. One of the biggest advantages of Thunderbird is the organization.
Okay.
You can create all these custom folders and filters and tags to keep your inbox nice and tidy.
Okay.
Manage even the most chaotic of inboxes.
That's appealing because, yeah, my webmail inbox tends to become a black hole of messages. I'm always in there searching for that one important email.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thunderbird can help you tame that email beast.
Okay.
Plus, don't underestimate the power of offline access.
Right.
So if you're on a plane, you're in a remote location with no internet, you can still access and manage all of your emails.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I've definitely been in situations where that would have been a lifesaver. Okay. Thunderbird is climbing the ranks in my estimation.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about system optimization. You presented Revo Uninstaller and Microsoft PC Manager as this dynamic duo for keeping our computers running smoothly, and I am all for that. Can you walk us through how they work together?
Sure. So think of Revo Uninstaller as that deep clean for your system. It's removing all those traces of unwanted programs. That's the first line of defense against all that clutter that could slow down your computer. Then you've got Microsoft PC Manager,
cool.
which is like your regular maintenance routine, cleaning up temporary files, managing all those startup programs, and making sure your system is up to date.
So they kind of complement each other.
Mm.
Revo Uninstallers tackles those big cleanups, while Microsoft PC Manager keeps things nice and tidy on a daily basis.
Exactly. And together, they provide a comprehensive approach to system optimization.
Nice. I like it. Okay, now let's shift gears to the crucial topic of security. We talked about this dynamic duo of Bitdefender free and Proton VPN free. But can you explain why it's so important to have both an antivirus and a VPN? Don't they kind of do the same thing?
That's a great question. They protect you in different ways.
Okay.
So an antivirus is focused on threats that might be on your device already.
Okay.
So think like malicious files, viruses, spyware that maybe snuck in through a download or a website that you visited.
Right. Sneaky little things.
Exactly. A VPN, on the other hand, is going to protect your internet connection itself. It creates a secure tunnel for all of your data as it travels between your device and whatever websites you're visiting.
Okay. I'm starting to understand. So even if my antivirus catches one of those malicious files, a VPN is adding that extra layer of protection by encrypting all of my internet traffic.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like having a security guard at your front door.
Right.
And a secret escape route.
I love that analogy.
They work together to create this layered defense against digital threats.
Okay. So it's all about minimizing risk and protecting my digital privacy.
Absolutely.
I'm starting to realize that online security isn't just about avoiding those obvious threats. It's really about being proactive and taking those steps to safeguard my data.
You got it.
Okay.
And with free tools like Bitdefender and Proton VPN, there's really no reason not to take it seriously.
Right. You can have peace of mind without spending a dime.
Exactly.
This deep dive has been eye-opening.
It really has.
We've uncovered some really fantastic free software gems for everything from office productivity to creative projects to system optimization and security.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm so glad we had this chance to explore these tools together.
Me too. It's really inspiring to see how much innovation and creativity there is in the world of free software.
It really is amazing how many high-quality free software options are out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just waiting to be discovered. And we've only just scratched the surface today.
Right.
But I feel like I've already learned so much.
Me too.
It's really remarkable how much the landscape of software has evolved. You know, we no longer have to rely on these expensive proprietary solutions to get things done.
Yeah.
There's this whole universe of free and open source software that's out there. And a lot of it has features and capabilities that rival or even surpass their paid counterparts.
It's really true.
And it's so empowering to know that we have choices. You know, we don't have to be locked into these pricey subscriptions. We can actually create our own personalized software ecosystems that perfectly suit our needs and budgets.
Absolutely.
So this deep dive has been all about that, uncovering those hidden gems and empowering you, our listener, to kind of navigate this exciting world of free software with confidence.
And as we're wrapping up this journey of exploration, I'm left with one final thought-provoking question.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Hit me with it.
With all these amazing free tools at your disposal, what will you create, accomplish, or learn next?
Wow, what a powerful question. It's a reminder that, you know, these tools are just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They're like enablers. They're catalysts for our own productivity and growth.
Exactly. The possibilities are limitless.
It's true.
Whether you're diving into a new creative project, you want to streamline your workflow, or just explore new ways to enhance your digital life, these tools can help you get there.
It's really exciting to think about all the potential that's out there.
Yeah.
And this has been a fantastic reminder that we have the power to shape our digital experiences, and we don't have to break the bank to do it.
I completely agree.
It's been an absolute pleasure diving deep into this topic with you. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this adventure. We hope you gained some valuable insights and a newfound appreciation for the power of free software. Until next time, happy exploring.